rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm drinking a Miller Lite. I'm over here just having a jolly old good time. I'm thinking I'm inventing terms. I invented this new term called radical mindfulness. Well, I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm in a singing mood today. I've just been singing every time. This is how your mind works. Works. Come on now, sing with me. This is how your mind works. We're singing about how your mind works today. We're talking about how your mind works. Well, I wanted to talk about, well, first, Kanye West. No, not Kanye West first. Let's talk about Chrissy Teigen. Let's go part two. Chrissy Teigen, because it's not funny that Megan Thee Stallion got shot by Tory Lanez. For whatever reason, it doesn't matter if it was love or not. It's not funny to make fun of a woman in a domestic violence situation, or anybody for that matter, but especially because of the disparity. Come on, there's a disparity. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for listening. I am your host, Devon. You are listening to Center of the Sun. I need Chrissy Teigen to leave Black people alone, except for the people that you are in a family with. Everybody else is off limits. Like, you're not allowed to make fun of people. And she is apologizing again. Like, I don't care how many hands in media this woman has. You're not allowed to make fun of people for being shot. So, not happy. But I've already done plenty of digging into her just vile, I don't know, just ability to target Black women, especially, and especially young Black women. Megan Thee Stallion is quite the young woman, even though she appears to be older. I'm like, these young people, I'm about to be 32 and these people look older than me. No, not really, but they could. They could be my peers, but they're my juniors. Anyway, how are you doing? You're listening to another episode of Center of the Sun. We're going to talk about spiritual unfoldment, but I wanted to clarify because I just watched this blonde woman on YouTube and my coworker walked in, and hopefully they don't believe I'm like a part of QAnon or something. I hope, no, I really actually hope they do believe I'm part of QAnon. Now that would be funny. But I was watching this woman who I eventually realized was like touting QAnon things. And I don't really know anything about QAnon except for it is some white power shit that they have at the White House. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. All I know is I don't want to be a part of it. So this woman, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, she is like speaking to my soul right now, because I've been getting a little bit off track with my message on Center of the Sun podcast. We talk about spiritual unfoldment. We talk about the soul. We talk about, but we specifically try to bridge modern science, ancient wisdom to, you know, kind of uncover our human potential. And when I say human potential, I mean our ability to like be who the fuck we want to be. And we deserve it. You especially deserve it. You work very hard. You do what you're supposed to be doing out here. You treat people with kindness. You treat yourself with kindness. You take care of yourself. You take care of your business. Unlike Kanye West out here. Well, he takes care of his business apparently. I don't know how, because he's having a breakdown every other week, but that's fine. I just did a video reacting. I just reacted to his tweet on Pinterest. Follow me on Pinterest at Natural Devon on Pinterest. But because he's just being like, I can't tell, because bipolar people, like, they don't really want to be bipolar. And he's like enjoying it just like a slightly a little bit too much. And if anybody, you know, if you're close to Kanye West, please have him listen in on this episode, because I just want to talk about radical mindfulness. It's not cool when you're bipolar or whatever it is to use it as a crutch. And that's what I feel like he's doing. Like, he has a lot of resources and stuff and opportunities at his disposal. And I don't understand. And I personally know in my heart of hearts that it's just fucking drugs, and that's fine. Like, I don't blame nobody's being bipolar. Like, whether or not you became bipolar because of drugs, I just believe you're high. And, you know, that's completely fine. But what we're not about to do is fuck up, like, the political process, you know, the process of electing Joe Biden this fall. And he seems like he's just hell-bent on sabotaging that process. So, shame on you, Kanye. Shame on you. Shame, shame. You make very good music, but, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, get out. And you are not a billionaire. I don't think you paid enough taxes. So, like, let's wait until we pay taxes to claim billionaire. Because what were we doing this fall? Y'all getting broken up. If it's the last thing I do, I am advocating for all of these companies to be broken up. None of y'all bitches are supposed to be billionaires unless you pay taxes. It's coming. Blue Wave 2020. 2020. If you follow me on SoundCloud, like 2 years ago, I wrote a song about Trump and he's getting the fuck out of here. I have predicted this whole fucking thing. I predicted Joe Biden. I predicted everything. I predicted Trump. I just knew Trump was coming because Barack Obama was so great. So, and Barack Obama, like, he was just regular. Like, he was just a regular ass president. And his hands were cut, you know, his hands were tied. His hands were cuffed, as Mitch McConnell says. But that's what he claimed he's going to do to Joe Biden. Mitch McConnell as his ugly ass is getting out of here too. Ugly ass bitch. These bitches are getting the fuck ASAP. We are ascending, which includes your asses getting up out of here. Y'all all either getting facelifts or you're getting the fuck out of here, but you are ascending, bitch. Anyway, Kanye West is acting a fucking fool on Twitter, but he apologized to Kim Kardashian. So good job on that one. But it just only proves to me that Kanye West is not stupid. So I'm just like, are you dumb or are you dumb? Like, are you dumb? I'm just a Remy Ma meme right now, but yeah, Kanye West is not stupid. He's like, oh yeah, and this is what I believe, like, and this is why I'm like, okay, I completely identify with this mode of thinking, because I live in like a complete bubble, and I'm just going to speak from my heart right now. I live in a complete bubble, and sometimes I do feel like I be like forgetting that other people exist. And it's very easy to do that, especially as a man, because we're socialized to be like that. And out of survival, we just start enjoying the solitude. So I'm identifying myself in some of his behaviors, because if I was rich like that, I'd probably be doing the same thing. And I do it anyway. Like, but I'm actually, you know, people are out here actually mentally ill, but we actually take care of ourselves. And this is what's pissing me off. You're giving us a fucking bad name. We're out here actually healing, and you're out here making a mockery of people that are actually mentally ill. And I just really want you to stop or live your truth, but like, leave us out of it. Like, don't blame your mental health. Like, just blame what the fuck is actually the truth, because it's not your bipolar disorder. And I really am kind of mad at Kim Kardashian for making a statement about that. Like, you should not explain it away. Like, this is him. This is what he wants, regardless. And the bipolar disorder, oh my God, like, oh, I just work with a lot of men, and I just feel really sad for, especially for straight men, because they never really get to live their truth and speak it. And it manifests in all kinds of mental illness. And I've seen it. And I work with like gay dudes, and I've seen all kinds of personality disorders and bipolar disorders come out of being DL for extended periods of time. It erodes your brain. I really believe it like erodes your brain. But straight men, especially because of all the pressure of life, of like being a provider and shit like that, like, take away the sexuality. Like, clearly, like, sexuality is not an issue. It's like something else. And a lot of people, that is their main thing. But obviously for Kanye West, like, it is like something deeper. But because of access, there's all of the triggers too. So it's the drugs and the money and all that shit. And that's what the Kardashians are offering all of these people. That is the Kardashian curse, is the money. That's the curse. That's the gag. Like, it's like the gift and the curse. Like, girl, like, you cannot be in that position and not compromise. And I'm not downing anybody. Like, this is not to, because I do things that are compromising all of the fucking time, but that's what we're going to talk about today. That's really what we're going to talk about, is like, why, girl? Like, what is the root of all of that? And there is a root, and the root of it is you. And the root of you is unresolved feelings. And the root of you is an ego. And the root of you is all of these things. But like, have you stopped and like asked that part of you why it exists or what it is? We're going to be getting weird. We're getting weird today. But I wanted to clarify all of this, because like, I don't want it to get mixed up in the QAnon, Great Awakening, the silent majority, like, we're getting like the angels and the demons and the blah, blah, blah. Like, no dichotomies. Like, that is the red flag. That is the true red flag. Like, when I start talking about angels and demons and like who's good and who's bad, like, turn me off, because it's not, that's not important. We give value to reality. And we give the name good or bad. Like, we put the words into reality and make things good and make things bad. And we create all of it. And so when I was watching YouTube, I think I started the show talking about this. I got off on a tangent, but I was watching YouTube, and a woman was talking about, you know, she was talking about really good stuff, but she was like channeling, I don't know, but basic, I don't know. She was channeling aliens or channeling, and people do this all the time on YouTube. And I love it. Like, it feels really interesting to like see people talk about aliens and like, I'm channeling and stuff like that. And even if it was true, which I do believe it is true, because I, you know, I do feel like I have the gift of visions, and that's weird to say out loud, but I like see this shit that I don't know, but I definitely know that this shit is true. But What I also feel at the same time is that, like, it is not okay to honor and acknowledge a presence outside of our own presence, especially when we're so vulnerable, and especially because we're so powerful as beings and more powerful than any other beings that we are encountering right now. Like, I don't know about, like, in the future, but, like, right now, like, we are the supreme. We are the best. And it's not because of any sort of, like, designation that anyone has given us. It's just because we are a part. We have that consciousness and the body going. Like, we're the girl right now. Okay, we're just the girl right now. Okay, we're the girl of the universe, and everybody wants to be us, and everyone, but people, and I truly believe, and I, you know, what I've seen is that there are specific steps that you must take. And any shortcut is opening yourself up to, like, something that doesn't perpetuate your wellness and doesn't perpetuate your life. So, like, you just, like, be patient, and, like, if you want to get close to stuff outside of yourself, it's not because you're supposed to. That's basically what I'm trying to say. And that's why it's, like, not worth your time to acknowledge it, because, like, it's always worth your time to acknowledge the power that already resides in you. You haven't, and I feel like you want to escape yourself. And there is a author on YouTube. His name is Howie Mikowski. I don't know. He wrote a book called Falling into Truth. I haven't read it, but I watched this very interesting YouTube video. Sometimes I just wake up in the morning and I'm just like, search spiritual unfoldment and filter by upload date. But this dude, his name is, like, Howdy. He wrote this book and he talks about his journey on being a historian, and he's an archaeologist, and he fell into a spiritual journey, and actually an academic journey of alternate archaeology, where he studied the pyramids and studied all of these structures all over the world. But on this YouTube video, he described a process of spiritual unfoldment as being kind of like, there's, like, a catalyst where you're forced to realize something important that event provides you a lot of clarity about how life works and whatever. And then that clarity leads to various difficulties, because it's like, this clarity is not only, it feels good in the short term, but then you start shining light on all the corners that you've been ignoring, and all you see all the crud and all the bullshit. So you kind of figure that out, and then you have another realization, and then you return to clarity. And it's this process that Howdy says involves realizing that you focus way too much on the positive aspects of life. So he's like, you know, like, you, it's just like going to church. Like, everything is like a gospel song, and like a ooh and a ah and a song and a prayer and a woo woo and this and that. But, like, what about hell and the devil? Like, you don't really talk about that much in church, but it's just much a part of people's religion as the good stuff, as the angels and Jesus and stuff like that. So, that's why it's really hard for me to, like, practice Christianity, because it's like, does anybody realize you're eating a human? Does anybody realize we're being a zombie? You know, like, I'm just, like, really confused. Like, where do we really go? Does anybody actually know? And it's just like, yes, we know, because the Bible says, you know, it's just like, oh yeah, duh. Like, okay, carry on, you know, just like, carry on, guys. But in the back of my mind, I'm just like, guys, like, we're kind of focusing a lot on the wrong thing while I'm being damned to hell for being gay. So didn't like that. It's kind of like, he also went on to describe it kind of like being like a class clown. And, you know, class clown, you know, like every day, like everybody's laughing, everybody loves this person, like so funny, da da da. But like, put that person on a stage and they cannot compete with the driest actor. So obviously, you know, just like being a comedian, this Howie Mikowski, he's also a comedian. He also described being a comedian like this spiritual process that he found himself a part of. So it's a skill. It's something you have to work on. That's why I have a show, an entire show about it. I mean, Center of the Sun is about the spiritual process, or the process of spiritual unfoldment. And the unfortunate thing that I'm facing every day, and then I have to put 100% of my salary towards the show in order to support it. So thank you so much if you subscribe to my blog, devon.org. But if you want to support the show, please subscribe to my blog. But it's not for mass appeal. I can't do it with mass appeal. And I started the show by reading a specific passage in an old ass book from this dude. I have no idea, but it was about astrology. I don't know. It was when I kind of like everything clicked, my realization where I got this clarity, and then everything fell apart because I was like, what the fuck? But it was like, you can't dumb it down. I can't dumb it down for you. If you catch it, you catch it. And if you don't, you don't. But if you catch it, it's for you. And if you don't, it's not for you. And it's like, my purpose is not to dumb it down. My purpose is to find the people that understand what I'm saying. So it's like, we cannot focus on the good. We cannot focus only on meditation. We got to focus on, like, why do you fucking feel like escaping?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Why do you want to go to 5D so bad? Like, what is 5D? And I've been talking about it, and I haven't clarified it, and I'm glad I watched this woman. And this is why, like, my spiritual unfoldment is so important, because I am on this path and my succession of events is odd to me. And if you start paying attention, you're like, how did that even come up? Why was that even served to me on YouTube? But I realized that these ideas are being hijacked right now. And if you do keyword research or anything, if you do social media marketing or anything like that, you'll realize that these terms are being hijacked. And I wanted to offer a point of clarification, because what we are not talking about is Obama and the reptilians and shit like that. Like, that's when you turn me off, girl. Like, I don't care about no goddamn reptilians. The shit is made to scare you. It's made to scare me. And I am scared. And so, therefore, if it's made to scare you, then it's not for you. The things that are for you don't scare you. So, unless there's good reptiles around, you know, like, let it be. But it's just like, we're not even going there. And that's why I wanted to be like, oh no, we're talking about real, tangible shit that people really believe all the time and really talk about and really teach. So, how deep? What? And he only has talks. He said he only does talk. This is like his third talk ever. Like, he does not do this. He is one of the people, and this is why it's so hard to figure this shit out, because the real ones aren't out here doing anything with nobody in the public. And I feel like because we are ascending to 5D, which should not be misinterpreted as like we're going to a place, like we're literally just like coming into the realization that like we are fucking supreme beings and it's fucking awesome and I cannot wait. And we are supreme beings, but in the modern era, bitch. What, honey? Like, I can't even. We are supreme beings in this modern era. So moving along. Howdy. He says that spirituality is often explained for the masses. There's always a fucking hook. There's always like a hot girl. There's always like an animation. There's always something to hook us into the thing. But the uniqueness and the power of the actual ritual itself loses potency. So a spiritual journey specifically is not linear. So you have to think about your spiritual journey as on a spectrum, as a series of cycles, because, you know, you also have to think of it as a spectrum because you could die at any moment. So you just keep realizing every time you just move closer and further away from that realization of like, oh my God, I could die at any moment. Like, let me get my shit together. And some days you forget, because being a human is so lit. And but in some people, like Kanye West and fucking Chrissy Teigen, who can't get their shit together, it causes us. I get life out of that. Like, oh my God, I could die at any moment. Let me just like do something. But for a lot of people, they feel the negative side of that, where they start spiraling out of control. They cannot control their feelings. And when you start relying on your body a little bit too much and you forget that death is a part of life, you start spiraling out of control and you become a little bit more in denial. So do you fear death? Email me, host@centersun21.com. Because this dude, what's his name? Howdy Mikowski, he says that when you fear death, you're forced to believe like certain truths about reality, like certain things scare you to death and about like leaving this earth, and it creates this sense of wanting to escape, because it's like this, it creates this anxiety, you know, this like fear that like, oh my God, anytime I could die, like that, like I feel free from that, you know, I feel very free by that feeling, by those ideas. But a lot of people feel like they need to escape that feeling, because it gives them a lot of anxiety. And it's like, and this dude, Howdy, he's like, you know, like, why the hell do you want to escape? Like, why do you want to go? Why are you trying to like be a good person so you go to heaven? Or like, why are you trying to avoid hell? Or why are you so unhappy? Why is your life full of suffering and trauma? Like, why do you default to those things? Like, why are you trying to escape unhappiness? Or why are you always trying to escape suffering? Or why are you always trying to escape trauma? Why are you always thinking about those things? Why are you so focused, girl? Why are you always trying to go somewhere else? Like, where are you trying to go? Why are you always trying to leave? You're always trying to like go somewhere. Like, even if it wasn't, even if you're just like sitting right now, like you're just like, okay, I gotta go leave. I gotta go somewhere to go to the store, like da da da. Like, you're always focused on going somewhere. Like, why can't you just sit down? And is it a theme? And this was something that I was like, oh my God, this is me all day. Like, oh my God, like, I'm ascending to 5D. So thankfully, like, right now in on June or July 26, 2020, like, I don't really feel like I want to escape. No, nothing. But prior to this day, like, I might have had feelings of wanting to escape something. And Howdy Mikowski, he just laid it plain. Like, where, what are you running away from? Like, what are you running away? What are you running away from? Why are you not being honest with yourself about, like, wanting to escape? Like, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you have to feel, you're sitting right, you're right there looking at me. You know what you know what I'm talking about. Where are you going? There ain't nowhere to go. And it's coming to that realization. It's so sad. It really is sad. But girl, you gotta just, like, come there. Just come. What is this? What is the gospel song to make it feel better? But I'm like, I almost started singing a gospel song to make it feel better. It's like, where are you going? There is no escape. And spirituality is, oh, it's so sad. I'm like, it's when I realize it myself, I'm just like, oh my God, this is spirituality. And it's like finding that light. It's like that feeling inside of you where you just are like, oh my God, like, the only escape I could escape. The escape, I do know the escape is actually in. But you got to be honest with yourself. In order to arrive to that point, you have to heal from the trauma and the sadness and the pain. You cannot escape it. You have to face it. And this dishonesty that you have with yourself, this, the reason why I'm not a billionaire right now, because people are not flocking towards me, is because they're all dishonest with themselves. But, you know, I work in public health and I see it. I see unresolved feelings, unresolved honesty with oneself leads to substance abuse, leads to drinking and drugs and smoking and manipulating other people and, like, being codependent and, like, being a shitty person and, like, being an asshole and, like, hurting yourself and, like, wanting to end your life and all of this kind of stuff. That dishonesty is toxic to you. And the point of this show is to bridge ancient wisdom, modern science, and ancient people believed. This is why it's important. This is why Howdy wrote this damn book, because he figured out, as an academic, this man was smart. And he figured out he wasn't as smart as he thought he was. He's a historian. You know, that's his shit. He loved reading old ass shit. He loved going to these sites, these archaeology sites. And he is an archaeologist, and he is like a PhD or whatever it is, or got into that level of archaeology. And he started to realize that some archaeologists don't believe all of the same things. And, you know, we think that, like, bows and arrows and, like, no electricity and, like, no modern medicine or anything, like, ancient people didn't know shit. They couldn't have, like, with sticks and fire, like, how did they build the pyramids with just, like, a ram and a fire and, like, a stick, like, girl? And he figured out that some archaeologists have evidence that our ancient people were more advanced than we thought. They're in, not only in their technology, but also in their ways of thinking. And those ways of thinking and those advances that they had, like, even though we think and do things differently, like, it is also important to us. And there are alternative stories, you know, about the Egyptians and about the Romans and shit like that. There are alternative stories about the ancient times, and they're very different, you know, than the stories we know about the pyramids and the crop circles and the stone circles and et cetera, et cetera. You know, Howie was like, I've been to stone circles in Scandinavia and in Mexico. There are hundreds of sites. And we only hear about these main ones that have been so degraded by tourism. we forget that, you know, these ancient sites are basically preserved. And they're, you know, they're preserved all the way to the present day. And, you know, it's apparent by just observing these sites and going and touching these stones and stuff. And this is why some people are like, crystals are like whatever. But like ancient people use stones. And how do he has the anecdotal evidence of this? Like, humans thought differently at that time, in those ancient times. And I did just take this geology class. It's very interesting because different parts of the world had droughts, but there's also a possibility that a lot of this was lost because of a natural disaster. I've also seen that on YouTube about mud floods and shit like that. I was like, I ain't no way is a giant flood like Moses and da da da. But it is possible if there is an uplift of mountains, it can cause, you know, erosion and all this kind of stuff. I don't know. There's the sea and all that kind of stuff is rerouted and all this kind of stuff happens. And that's why the Native Americans, that's the theory about America, is that, you know, the Native Americans were not more advanced because it was drought all during the Middle Ages. So in Europe, it was lit. Those people, it was warm, but it was lit. Over on the other side, it was a drought. So we might be going through the same thing right now where in Europe, it's warm and over here, it's a drought. But that's why the Native Americans were so easy to be manipulated. But they had a bunch of stone structures and they were not the only people to have stone structures at that time. But the stone structures that we see that are still standing are built in such a way that you must be physically there to like really truly understand the supernatural shit that goes on. And Howdy Mikowski, he said it was beyond comprehension. He said that he had to go there and he was seeing holograms in different dimensions. And like these people had like holograms on they had symbols on the wall. And then when you were there, you probably like get a little high or something. I don't know what he was doing in there, but he went there and like he was seeing others. It was shifting into other symbols and stuff. And it's stuff like that. And it's like ancient people's ways of thinking were way different than ours. And it might be beneficial to you, you know, maybe to listen to Oprah one day when she's talking about your ego and your egoic structure and stuff like that, because your ego, your survival mechanism, and your ego is basically your survival mechanism. There's nothing wrong with having an ego, but it's a survival mechanism, girl. You got food, water, and shelter. What are you being so survival for, girl? That way of thinking is very common today. A lot of people have an ego. But Howdy thinks, you know, he says it's not the natural way. It's not the natural composition of human thought. He said that the egoic structure is parasitic. So that survival mode is parasitic. So you become addicted to it. And it's a secondary overlay of what is actually truly going on. And he says that ancient people even used this deeper mind because they didn't have all the need to like be, you know, wear Gucci flip-flops and stuff like that. But he says that the ancient people, they used a deeper mind. So before we describe like what is the deeper mind, like, you know what the deeper mind is. Like, there's really no way to explain it to you right now. But instead of like trying to understand like what is the deeper mind, like let's stop like right here. And let's really try to understand, like, what is the egoic mind? Like, what is it? Like, stop and, like, really try to, like, analyze, like, where are those thoughts coming from? Why is it so, and in my head it's loud, so I'm like, this is why I'm like, Kanye West is my spirit animal. But because I have, like, voices and shit. But it's like, no, that's my egoic mind. It's just very loud. Is there a way to test your egoic mind? So like, if you can you isolate voices? Can you change them? Can you manipulate them? What is the exact function? And these are the questions that Howdy had for the egoic mind. What is the exact function of the egoic mind? Have you asked yourself that? Like, okay, if I'm not in survival mode, why am I so compelled to use this part of my mind? What would happen if I blew up my mind? What if I went on it? What if I pulled a Kanye West? What would happen? And how do you, you know, he contemplated all of these things. And what he came to was that you start realizing that your mind is like fluid. Your thoughts are fluid. It's more like a sense. It's like emotions. But the implication of that is just like emotions is that sometimes they are not real. And sometimes they are overly, they overweigh the truth. And that is one way that people are, you know, breaking the matrix is like, I'm in control of my feelings. I am in control of my destiny. You know, how I react to a situation is, you know, my greatest power. And learning how to ground that is kind of like this step into 5D ascension that everybody's trying to make. Howdy, he says that, you know, holding your power like that, you know, realizing that reality is fluid, that helps unlock a deeper sense of your mind and in deeper parts of your mind. And the fastest way to test this is in nature. This is what Howdy says. And he says, you know, the fastest way to test this is in nature. Sit out in nature for like an hour or two. Literally, I don't know how I'm going to do this, like with the bugs and stuff, but like only analyze the immediate meter in front of you. And I don't know how many feet that is, like a few feet, but only analyze the meter around you and reality will break down. He's like, I trust me, like sit in the quiet space. And I was like, oh my God, like this, I'm going to make this a new thing. This is called radical mindfulness. Like you have to like really be serious about it. And it's a real journey. And it, like, if I see you sitting in a park by yourself, like looking at the fucking ground and the bugs around you, that's it. Reality starts to break down. Like your mind starts realizing like, oh my God, like the egoic mind starts freaking out. And the more you do it, the less you think about yourself. So this is what radical mindfulness is. Like if you're ever like, mindfulness sounds like a lovey-dovey thing, but it's like a real thing. It's a real sense. It's a real muscle that you have to practice. And you should not be thinking about what you want. You should not be thinking about what you need. You know, like you're sitting on this little blanket looking at the grass right in front of you. You should be thinking about, you know, focusing on, you know, I need to learn. You need to be focusing on, I need to be getting rid of what's false. Like I'm looking at this life in front of me and I'm just like, what is false? Like I am alive, but what am I not? You know, like you don't, and the best thing that Howdy said during this whole YouTube video, and I was like, oh my God, you are brilliant. Like I was listening to this like as I got out of the shower and he was like, you don't find truth, bitch. Like you just get rid of false. You get rid of false ideas. And the more false information you erase from your belt, from your immediate cloud, your immediate bubble that you're in, the greater the likelihood you'll, you know, bump into truth. So I think that was brilliant. One of the perks of that, that I wrote down here in my notes is that, you know, you'll bump into interesting, you won't even bump into truth. You'll bump into interesting people that give you the truth. So Howdy, he explains in his book, Falling into the Truth, he explains that like he's met all these cool people as a result of him just sitting and just like being available to nature and sitting quietly in nature and, you know, trying not to focus on oneself, like really trying to be like, I am the supreme being. So like, therefore, like there is no reason to like think of myself right now. I am taken care of. And I want you to do the same. Like, how do you bring your perception in? Like, how would you ever do that? Like, please email me, host@centersun21.com. And what kind of intention would you make? Like, if you were sitting on the ground looking at the meter in front of you, like, what kind of intention should you have? So, Howdy, and I'm going to end on this pretty soon. Sorry, this is like going very long. But Howdy says that, like, you know, you should really think and you should really consider how much your mind is creating your reality and how much your mind and your thoughts are creating the world around you. He also says that you should very, you know, closely consider how much are your mind, your body, your thoughts linked and to what extent, like, how are these things linked? How, you know, like, if you stay, okay, I want you to try this. Stay aware of your thoughts, okay? Try to stay aware of what's happening inside of you, your body, your bladder, your bowels, your itchingness, your breathing, all that kind of stuff. Just try to stay aware of your thoughts and try to see, you know, do your insides change? You know, do they change? And then compare it to the outside. Do your insides change with your outsides? And Howdy says, you know, this is a perfect example of like how you can scare yourself, but also like exercise your power, because you'll see that it does. You'll see that you'll be able to move your awareness inside and outside and actually shift reality, and reality will start to behave in a different way. So you should be very cautious of your shift to 5D ascension. And Howdy, he explains that you should be very cautious because the words in your mind create reality. So I just actually read this in a textbook. I'm taking a communications class right now, and it's like they talk about like how every human's mind is jump-started by the symbols that are given by the people that raise it. And that you are mentally delayed. If people don't teach you words and stuff like that, you're mentally delayed. So it's very true. But also in this textbook, what it says is once the wheel starts, you cannot stop it. So those words in your mind technically do create reality, and we know that. And radical mindfulness in the way that I'm talking about, like sitting and like really paying attention to the meter in front of you, it challenges the notion that words equal reality. When you start moving your awareness inside and outside of your body, you're like, wait, I don't need words to know that. It just happens. You just are a being, you know, like you're just there. And because the experience in your mind often requires no words, when you do that action, you're convinced, you know, that if there are no words, then, you know, your mind and your reality doesn't function. So it becomes an anxiety thing where you're just like, wait, am I dead? Like, am I dead? But no, you're not dead. You're being mindful. And you are starting to see how connected you are to reality and how reality is held together by what you believe. And Howdy wanted to really make a point of this is like, that is not a metaphor. What you believe creates concrete reality. It creates real reality. And until you start testing it by doing, you know, radical mindfulness, you'll start to realize it over time. So, you know, believe me or not, do you believe me? Am I crazy? Please send me your feedback. host@centersun21.com. The world is solid because we believe it's solid. Is that a true statement? Am I crazy? Is Howie crazy? Howdy crazy? I'm going to read this book. I'm going to get this book. I was going to buy the Mary Trump book, but I'm going to buy this one instead. But anyway, I hope you have a great day, and stop making fun of Megan Thee Stallion. It's not cute, especially on Twitter. Anyway, thank you. Have a great day.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.